This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been thinking about what Donald Trump brings to politics and sort of what makes him different. And, of course, there's the standard stuff. You know, he's a businessman. He gets things done. He's got his own, had his own money on the line. He understood it from the inside and all that. And all that's true. But I think there's something deeper. I really do. And it comes from, and I'm going to use me as an example, and I promise I'm not trying to, like, oh, Kevin Jackson's such an amazing person or whatever when he does interviews on Fox, but I get this feedback from you guys when you see me do my interviews. And just the other day, I was on Laura Ingraham's show, and Pete Hedseth, who was sitting in for Laura, asked a question of this woman, and I don't remember what the question was, but she didn't answer it. And so when it was my turn to come back, I said, Pete, allow me to answer the question on behalf of this woman. She thinks only through race, blah, blah, blah. And I explained what it was. And I said, there's a reason why she won't answer the question. She's an ethnocentric racist who can't answer this question because the answer is going to condemn her. It will humiliate her. It will not help her position. That's the reason why she won't answer it. And so people start writing to me, Kevin, you're amazing on Fox, you're this, and I didn't do anything. I didn't demonstrate any superpower. And I can't even tell you I used the superpower of common sense. All I did was answer the question that she wouldn't answer. Donald Trump does that. He answers the question. What are you going to do here? Well, we're going to do such and such. Now, when it comes to the negotiated question, he doesn't commit. He pulls a Greenspan. Because Alan Greenspan said, if you listen to me answer questions about the economy back when he was the Fed chair, he says, I don't give you. I go, well, you know, it could go this way or it could go that way. And I went back and listened to a few of his commentaries, and I was like, wow, he never is definitive. So he's always right. In the case of Trump, he's negotiating. So we're going to go talk to NATO. We're, you know, they need to be paying their bills. You know, and we'll see what happens. But maybe we'll pull out of NATO. I'm thinking about pulling out of NATO. So he's going to pull out of NATO. And he goes, no, if you go back and listen, he says, I want them to pay their bills, and we might pull out. Or we might not. So he doesn't say that part, but it's implied. So he's technically correct. But one thing that Trump does, and I just kind of gave you the demo of it, he will tell you what he wants out of it. He's not with North Korea. They have to denuclearize. Oh, we're happy to meet with them. We want to talk to them. We want to help them out. We'd love to be a part of that rebuilding of their economy, et cetera, et cetera. And, we'll throw olive branches out there, but they must denuclearize. Now, we could, you know, help their economy. We could updo the sanctions. But the only way we're going to do that is he gives you what you have to do in order to get his attention. And then it's negotiation from there. In his case, it's trust, but really verify, though. But what is it what's the appeal? Why does that matter? You want to know why? Because so many people don't tell you what they want to do, what really out of it. I talked to a friend of mine, and she says to me, she's doing a radio show, and I critique their show. She asked me to critique her show. I critique their show, and I said, I don't know who you are, that's no problem. You're good at what you do, but I don't know what your voice is. I don't know who you are. But I said to her, have you thought about partnering? And she goes, what do you mean? And she says, Kevin, I tried to work with a couple of partners last year, and it didn't go very well. And I said, you want to know why? And she goes, yeah, please tell me. We'd had a conversation earlier, and I said to her, where do you want to go in your career? And she goes, well, I really don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. So I said, do you remember the conversation we had about that? She said, yeah. I said, that's why you don't have good partnerships. I go, you don't know where you want to go. So you form a partnership, and you don't know where you want to go. Your partner maybe knows where they want to go. Maybe they want to help you. Or maybe you've glommed on to where they want to go. But is that really where you want to go? The only time you're going to partner, you should partner, is when, as the Bible would say, you're equally yoked. You both know where you want to go. If she, I said to you, to her, your show could be a blog talk show, you know, just dedicated to doing very little, or you could want to be as big as Limbaugh or bigger. Don't you think that's going to dictate what type of partner you decide to have? Well, yeah. If you can't answer it, how do you expect your partnership to grow and to flourish? So what Donald Trump does is he knows where he wants to go. Look at any policy that Donald Trump does and ask yourself, what does it go to? It's a very simple thing. Make America great again and America first. Now apply that to Barack Obama and his mantra. Change we can believe in. He goes to Europe. Change we can believe in. What's that mean? How does that impact America? Did it help us in trade? Did it help us in foreign policy in any way? Change we can believe in. The change that he could believe in was the demoralization, if you will, of the American public. I've never felt lower as an American than I did during the Obama presidency. Change we can believe in was what? Tax policy that didn't work. Economic policy that said, I'll print enough money to keep the government in America afloat. So he doubled our national debt. How much could you do if I handed you $10 trillion, nine of which you printed? What could you do? Tell me a policy that Barack Obama did that you went, man, now that was a pro-America policy. Now, leftists will argue, oh, letting LGBT into the military. Really? That's what you consider to be pro-American policy? Social engineering of the military? Social engineering of every segment of American society with the social justice agenda? That's what you consider to be American pro-America? See, that's pro-special interest. That has nothing to do with America. Making America great makes America great for everybody. Trust me when I tell you, the LGBT isn't struggling. Oh, they want you to believe they are. They want you to believe they are the most oppressed group of people on the planet. God, who? Please, somebody give some Negro. Is there an LGBT spiritual that we could sing? Swing Low Sweet Chariot for the gays? Because they sure want it. But look at their lives. They have no more angst than any other American. In fact, some people would argue they have a lot less angst. So what? How does that make America great? Look at what Trump does. It's all about his mantra. Every single thing that he does speaks to that. That's focus. That's leadership. Anyway, speaking of leadership, I'm your leader. I'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, the Democrats are pretty lucky, if you ask me. They're lucky that we're debating, if you want to call it that, the Supreme Court. And this decision came up because I know they feel like they're winning. They want to believe they've got momentum. They have no momentum anywhere. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I could be talking about my movie opening September the 7th of this year, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. I hope you're telling people about this film. We just changed we got a new poster, new trailers coming out. The theatrical release trailers are about to come out. And need your help getting that movie out there. We're going to ask you to take a poster to the precinct, to your nearest police precinct. Get a poster, take it over there, let them know there are people out there that care about the police around the country. So hopefully we can get thousands of these posters out there to the precincts and many other things. But I could be talking about that. I could be talking about my books, Race Pimping. You're watching it right now play out. Everything I talk about in that book, this isn't just race. It could be a lot of things. There are going to be people eventually, trust me, that say, look at Donald Trump putting a white man on the Supreme Court. I can't believe it. Another white man. Why didn't he put a Guatemalan midget? I'm telling you, that's what they're going to do. Well, they won't say Guatemalan midget. They're going to ask for some, you know, black woman, a Hispanic woman, you know, whatever. If he'd have put a white woman on, look at him. Yeah, he got a white man now, got a white woman. He's a David Duke. Did I mention he's a racist? That's what they do. The Democrats can't make hay with a single topic. They can't make hay with North Korea. They can't make hay with Russia. Russia is going to be a huge backfire for them. This Mueller investigation is a skunk. They know it. It's a skunk peeing in the punch bowl. It ain't you peeing in the punch bowl. I mean, can you imagine a skunk peeing in the punch bowl? That's what it is. They want to make hay with everything and they got nothing. This SCOTUS pick, he's what? Qualified? Donald Trump, what's he going to do with Iran? Oh, these sanctions and the trade stuff and all, it's all, well, what, working? That Donald Trump, he's what, winning? I think it's fun to watch. Come on, enjoy this time as a conservative, folks. You haven't had this in a decade. You haven't had this ability. How much fun did you have during the election cycle? Look, I don't know if you were for Trump or against him, but during the election cycle, it was a fun time. Then, when Trump finally got the win, became the Republican nominee, whether you liked him or not, it became fun. You want to know why? Because you got a chance to watch somebody work the left. He worked the media. He worked all the institutional anti-conservatism, anti-Americanism that exists in this country. That's what he worked. That's, if you want to talk about institutionalized isms, that's what you had. And Trump just destroyed it all. And whether you like him or not, or you liked him at the time and you've kind of softened over time, which most of you probably have, if you just don't outright love the man at this point, you watched him do something that nobody else could do, not even Reagan. Reagan ridiculed the media, but he didn't destroy them. Trump is destroying the media. They have the least amount of credibility than they've ever had, ever in the history of media. You've watched them destroy the Democrats. They have the least amount of credibility that they've had ever. And I'm talking about going back into the point where they were hanging black folks. They had more credibility as a Democratic Party then than they do now. This walkaway movement, I don't call it whatever you want. I'm not a fan of the guy because every time I see this dude, he's trying to look like he's a model. And, you know, he had a sign up that says something like, you know, could walking away look this good or something like that? And that, it just turned me off. See, because as good looking as I am, I don't use that to bring you people in. I don't use my powers for evil. Wait a minute. Y'all are laughing a little too hard. I'm cute. I may not be as pretty as walkaway guy, but I can pull. And I'm telling you, but whatever my skills, whatever my charms may be, I don't care about them. I'm giving you the straight skinny. I could look like a troll. I could look like Hillary Clinton's feet, and I would still be giving you the stuff that you need to come over. I don't know if it would if you would come over as quickly. I know some people were probably having lunch and didn't like that, what I just said. But I could go worse. Oh, man. Elections have consequences. And we won. And I make no apologies. I'm not as far as I'm concerned, I would take Democrats' head and I would rub it in my crotch as I gyrate it erotically. Okay? Because I don't care about them. We won. We told them exactly what we were going to do, what it was going to take to turn this country around, and doggone it, we're doing it. Because we're good enough, and we're smart enough, and doggone it, we did it. Hey, Al Franken, what are you doing right about now? I'm curious. Anybody curious about what Al Franken is up to? Man, have you watched what's going on, folks? I mean, across the board, look at these guys. And I'm going to go back to what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. What do they have? They're hoping that they can gin up some hatred of Trump around the rights of women with the court. Look, women, they were told when Donald Trump was elected they were all going to die, that their fetuses were just going to drop out of their, you know, their cavity there, right?
And keeping it relatively clean. I could have used the clinical word, but there could be some children's listening. Yeah, little Democrats that don't know what to do. They would just go, oh, I cannot believe he said the V word. Victory! Victory! Whew, I'm having too much fun right now. Right? My producers, they try to keep me on the right track. But I do. I have a tendency to have too much fun doing this. Because I'm elated. I'm elated. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with Kavanaugh. I don't know if he's a great pick, a good pick. Is he going to be right in line with Gorsuch and Justice Thomas? Or is he going to be like Ginsburg? Yeah, I remembered Ginsburg. I forgot it earlier. But I try to forget lefties as much as I can to leave space in my brain for good stuff. But Ginsburg, what do you think's going to happen? I want you to fast forward ahead for just a little bit. What do you think's going to happen when Ginsburg goes? Either for whatever reason, she retires, she dies, she's declared completely incompetent, or whatever. What do you think happens when Donald Trump has to replace Ginsburg or Breyer or Sotomayor or Kagan? It's possible. Just because they're young doesn't mean they're guaranteed life. I know, you know, these people that were, oh, Kevin, you know, well, the guy that I played a clip earlier, he's like, Supreme Court justices are living longer. The framers didn't think that was going to happen. Well, it's been happening for decades. These guys have lived a long time. In fact, I don't even know. We better fact check that to see how long these guys have, you know, when they lived and when they died. I'm curious. But we'll get back to that. But what do you think happens when Donald Trump replaces one of those hardcore lefties? If you think they're having a conniption today, you wait until that day. Get your popcorn and your Coke ready. Get it early because you're not going to be getting any popcorn.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Investigators continue to search for missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Kevin Winkler, Director of Investigative Operations for the Iowa Department of Public Safety, said tips are still continuing to come in.
Investigators from the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office, the DCI, and the FBI continue to complete leads that have come in, as well as evaluate and prioritize new leads being received every day.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But suddenly these texts between Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and Lisa Page are turning out to be revelatory, talking about a meeting with the White House counsel dated October 16th of 2016, implicating possibly the President of the United States.
I want Obama deposed. Look, there's substantial evidence. There's an earlier text message from Page where she says, POTUS wants to know everything right. We're doing. How much more evidence do we need? At what point does Mr. Obama come out of hiding and offer his version of the facts?
What's up, people? Oh, man, the timeline is ugly. That was October 19th. And we connected some dots for you. So let's just, because I went to Cheryl Atkinson's page, and here's what she says. Early October 2016, Fusion GPS Christopher Steele, the Yemen-born author of Anti-Trump Dossier, meets in New York with David Corn, Washington bureau chief of Mother Jones. According to The Guardian, the FBI submits a more narrowly focused FISA wiretap request to replace the one that got turned down in June to monitor four Trump associates. October the 3rd, FBI seizes computers belonging to Anthony Weiner, and FBI learns that Clinton emails are on there, but waits several weeks before notifying Congress. October 4th, FBI Comey replaces the head of counterintelligence in the New York field office with Chris McGonigal. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving you a chronology. I don't know what it means, but here's what I will tell you. If I were an investigative reporter, I'd look at who was replaced and why. Okay? On October the 7th of 2016, the Director of National Intelligence, Jane Clapper, in the Department of Homeland Security, issued a statement saying the Russian government is responsible for hacking Democrat emails to disrupt the 2016 election. Now, what they didn't tell you was, theoretically, they had also hacked the Republicans. They didn't say that. They just said it's only a hack of the Democrats. That was in October the 7th. On October the 13th, Obama gives a speech in support of the crackdown on fake news, stating somebody needs to step in and curate information in the wild, wild west media environment. October the 14th, FBI head of counterespionage, Peter Strzok's emails his mistress, FBI attorney Lisa Page, discussing talking points to convince FBI director Andrew McCabe to persuade a high-ranking Department of Justice official to sign a warrant to wiretap Trump associate Carter Page. Subject line, Crossfire FISA. Crossfire Hurricane was one of the code names for the four separate investigations by the FBI conducting related to the Russian matters in 2016. Here's what it says, the text.
At a minimum, that keeps the hurry the F up pressure on him, stroke email page, less than 4 weeks before the election. Mid-October 2016, Fusion GPS Steele again briefs reporters about Trump's political opposition research. Reporters are from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Yahoo News. On the 16th, Mary McCord, named Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department National Security Division. I don't know who she is, but look it up. You'll probably find out she's pretty nefarious. October the 18th, Obama advises Trump to stop his whining after Trump tweeted the election could be rigged. Now, Trump is suspecting there's something going on with the Russian story, the collusion, the whole deal. He said it could be rigged. On October the 18th, Barack Obama says there's no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. Keep in mind, days earlier, a week or so, his own guy, DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, has just said that the Russians have tried to hack the DNC computers. And a week later, 2 weeks later, Obama says, stop your whining, Donald Trump. Then on the 19th, ex-British spy Christopher Steele writes his last memo for the anti-Trump, quote, dossier, political opposition research provided to the FBI. The FBI authorizes payment, and GPS has reportedly paid him $160,000. Now, I want to remind you of the text that Page sent to McCabe. Hey, can you give me a call when you get out? Meeting with the White House counsel is finally set up, and I want to talk to you about timing. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Yeah, thanks, Peter Strzok. Yeah, thanks, Andy McCabe. Yeah, thanks, James Comey. Yeah, thanks, Clapper, and many others. Folks, this is as clear as you can make it. And you know what's so sad is that these people are pulling a Bill Clinton if I've ever seen one. I did not have such a relationship with that girl. They want you to believe the indisputable. Indisputable. I don't know who's going to crack. When we say that, it appears that we're at the beginning of this thing. People go, oh, Kevin, nothing's going to happen, man. You know, what are you talking about? Nobody's talking about anything, man. Let me tell you something. Stuff's about to happen. Stuff's already happening. It's been happening. You're being told, you know, we're making this look like we're at the beginning of this. No, we're not. We're way through this. Don't underestimate Donald Trump and what he's doing, folks, smoking these people out. And you may say to me, well, come on, Kevin, you know, Donald Trump can't be that smart. He's not all that. You know what? I won't disagree with you on any of that, but I'll tell you this. God's pretty smart. If I thought this was just Donald Trump, I would give you some credit. I don't believe this is Donald Trump. I said earlier in the broadcast, Trump is like the Jews. He's God's chosen president. This is a dude that is snuffing out all the stuff that's going on. It's been going on in this government, and that's what he said he was going to do, and that's what he's doing. I compared him to Nehemiah, who was told what was going on in Israel and said, I got to go build a wall. It's so fitting if you know the Bible. I ain't trying to make you guys go study, different biblical people, but, it's uncanny. The man left a multi-billion-dollar enterprise to take on a job like this. And he wanted it. He didn't want it for the glory. I mean, if you want to say there's some glory in being president, let's face it. Donald Trump is a famous guy. Is he more famous as president? Certainly. But it's because he's a rock star. Let me tell you what Donald Trump is not going to be, will not let happen. And I believe it's at the grace of God. He will not be a failure as president. The left can search. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. This guy understands what it means to be a winner. He's going to make us winners. And I'm not saying it like some, you know, lovesick schoolgirl. I'm telling you that I know the personality of people like him because I have it. I'm the same way. If you put your faith in me, I will let myself down before I let you down. You understand what I mean? Whatever I'm tasked to do that I believe is a commitment to people. And I don't, by the way, I'm not going to make these kind of commitments unless it means something. I'm going to succeed even at my own peril. You've seen those guys in combat,
that run into the crap and go grab their fallen soldier, and you're going, holy crap, man, the sniper's still shooting at the dude. And the guy goes out and grabs and throws him over his shoulder and runs back, bullets flying. Done. Thoughtless. You don't even think about it. That's what Trump is. And here's the difference. Between him and anybody else we could have put in office, God is my witness, I believe this, and there are some good quality people that ran for president, and I like them, and some of them are my friends. None of them could have withstood what Donald Trump is going through right now. They would have folded under the pressure. There's not a single one of them. And here's what we better be hoping for as conservatives and pragmatists going forward. We better be hoping that the next person that wants to take that helm is learning, is sitting there watching Trump steer the vessel, right? Going, okay, why do we do that? And Trump's going, yeah, the reason why we want to do this and reverse the engines is this. And you want to sail into the, you know, into the wave and make sure you're not going sideways so you don't capsize. And be sure to make sure that you don't have any air pockets with the water swishing at the bottom of the boat, because that's going to give you some, you know, it'll make the boat list and ultimately, you know, turn over because we'll be too top heavy. You know, whatever. He's guiding these folks. They're looking, they're going, you know what, screw the press, screw public opinion. When something's going right, I'm going down that path, and I'm going to make people believe in it. And here's the reason why you always believe in Trump. There's something weird about this, but let me tell you, it's not that weird. It's because you know he has your best interest at heart. See, it's easy to say, you could be mad, like, I don't understand why Trump's having that meeting with Putin. But you know what? He does a pretty good job with all these other things, and he does really want to make America great again and keep America first, and I believe that. So I'm just going to let him do his job. It's easy to do that when you feel that way. Did you feel that way about Barack Obama? Huh? Huh? Don't make me get after you. Of course you didn't. You didn't feel that way about Obama because you had no reason to. Barack Obama, you knew, didn't have your best interest at heart. It was scary. And you're finding that out. You're finding that he colluded with the Iranians, probably colluded with the Russians. Hillary Clinton, there is no government that she hasn't colluded with who could put money into the Clinton Foundation. But these are the people that want to be in charge of you. They want to run things. And now they want to convince you that the guy who's lost over $1 billion, I heard a new report that he's lost another billion. And they want to make you believe that he's the guy that's against you. Donald Trump, he doesn't have your best interest in mind. He's colluding with the Russians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 233 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350-350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Democrats, how about this sucky great economy? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, excuse me, is who you're listening to. Let me say that again. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Are you a victim of this great economy? I'm just curious, do you have a job now? Are you a victim of your job? Are you a victim of your salary? Are you a victim of that pay raise that you got with that tax cut? Are you a business owner? Are you a victim of those tax cuts? and that onerous legislation that Barack Obama heaped on the thousands of companies that are in a part of America's capitalist system. Are you one of the benefactors of that, or are you a victim of Donald Trump's removing all that onerous legislation from you and freeing up your capital so you can do more investing? I'm just curious. Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are here. Victims, all of you. Deplorables. What are the other names they call us? We're inhumane, all kinds of stuff, right? Typical Americans. Wanting what's best for America. Look at you, selfish. Mm-hmm. Trying to enjoy this great economy with your self-indulgent bourgeois. Figure out an adjective for yourself and then go kick yourself in the butt somewhere, okay? Because you want to be, you want America to be great. Look at you. You should be ashamed. You're shameless. You want America to be great again, and you're wearing that stupid hat. I ought to throw a Coke on you right now. Oh, man, it cracks me up when I think about the Democrats waking up and, dang it, the economy's good. Shoot, more jobs. Dang it, wages are rising. Dadgummit. That's, and it, but at the same time, they're like, oh, but it's because of Obama. Oh, which is it? Think about it. They can't even figure out, do I feel good about it because I can say it's okay, that Trump is riding the Obama wave? Or should I be mad about it because it's going well? I wouldn't want to be them. All the things that these people do that just, cracks me up. So what's Kevin Jackson talking about? He's over there ranting. Why am I listening to this dude? Why haven't I turned the dial on the radio? Well, that's old school, right? Why haven't I pushed the button to go to Seek? Or tuned it up to a new station? Why am I listening to this black man talk about politics? I don't have an answer for you if you're waiting. Oh, man, but I got to tell you, there's a reason you're here. There's a reason. The U.S. added 213,000 jobs in June, topping economists' forecast of 195,000. The unemployment rate ticked up 4% to 3.8%. You want to know why? Let me stop there for a second. Economists said there would be 195,000 jobs. The U.S. added 213,000 more jobs. For those doing the math, that's 18,000 more jobs than they anticipated, okay? But unemployment ticked up. And the reason is more people are back looking for jobs, which is a good thing. But 4% is still good. 3.8 to 4%. Look, we're not even talking about anything significant. It ticked up. If you want to call that bad, great. But they thought 195,000 jobs would be there. It's 213,000. Equilibrium's around 135,000, meaning the number of people leaving the job force, the number of people going to the job force is roughly coming onto the job force that's new has to be, you have to create more than 135,000 jobs in order to grow the jobs numbers. So Trump is still growing the jobs numbers. Anyway, average hourly earnings, anybody want to take a guess? Did they go up or did they go down? Wait a minute. Remember, this is a sucky great economy. Did they go up or did they go down? Is this good news or bad news for the Democrats? Let me ask it that way. Bad news for the Democrats, right? Exactly. It went up 2.7% wage. So if you were making $100, you now make $102.70. That's what happened. Now, that's 2.7% over last year, which last year it went up 2.8% over the previous year. Just to put it in perspective. Now, if you believe it's Barack Obama's economy, if you are that the moron of that ilk, then here you go. The manufacturing labor market is strong, suggesting key parts of the U.S. economy haven't felt a huge impact from tariffs just yet. The manufacturing sector, this is sucky great news, okay, added 36,000 jobs in June. Let me put that in perspective for you, okay? Barack Obama, in the last year of the Obama era, in the last year of the Year of the Democrats' Lord, okay, added, I'm sorry, lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs over the year. He lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs. In the month of June, in the year 2018, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Donald Trump added 36,000 jobs in June. Now, for those, the morons, the brain deads on the left, Barack Obama told us we couldn't create these jobs. We couldn't bring manufacturing back. The new norm was they would leave, and he couldn't figure out a way, I remind you, to keep Carrier in Indianapolis. Nor could he figure out a way to bring Ford back and to keep GM from moving and IBM and anybody else from coming back. So we added 36,000 manufacturing jobs in June. Now, they said an acceleration, get this, from the 19,000 jobs in manufacturing that we added in May. So in the month of May, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold, I in the month of May. Sorry, we're musical. But look at y'all jamming up. My producers are doing. Okay, let's do it. I guess you'd say. What? Now we got the whole audience doing. Feel this way, my girl. My Trump. Oh, yeah. I don't want to dance to Donald Trump. But we have a reason to dance, but I don't want to feel like I'm dancing with Donald Trump. Now I'll dance with Melania. Okay. Melania. Oh, man, we get off track. So 19,000 jobs in May. Manufacturing jobs in May. Now, I love this part. Escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China haven't yet deterred employers from hiring. You want to know why we remain undeterred from hiring, the manufacturers do? Because we don't have a trade war. I saw a headline the other day. Trade war begins with China. Really? Oh, you mean our part of fighting back begins with China? Yeah, because let me explain something to you, folks. I've said it before. The United States runs a roughly $800 billion trade deficit, which would be the number 19th largest country in the world if it stood on its own. It would surpass the GDP of Saudi Arabia. Now, I ran the numbers. If the United States trade deficit stood on its own, we could buy half of the countries in the world with just our trade deficit. You understand that? We could buy half the countries in the world. I added it up. We come in at about 101 with Tunisia. Tunisia on down could be owned by the United States with that trade deficit. With the trade deficit that we have strictly with China, we could buy the United Arab Emirates just with our trade deficit. $375 billion trade deficit with China. And you say our war is, we're in a war with them? I love that China matched us dollar for dollar. When in the trade stuff. Okay, so let's keep matching dollar for dollar. United States puts a tariff on, you know, $50 million of Chinese products. Chinese puts $50 million to us. Another $50 million, $50 million. At some point, there's $375 billion out there that we're going to sell. Okay, here, I tell you what, China, let's just make this easy. We're going to put a 50% tariff on everything that you sell to the United States. Who wins the trade war? This is so silly. Look, the reason why our economy is going the way it's going is because you have somebody at the helm who understands how the economy works. And that's why the Democrats are in such deep kimchi or doo-doo, whatever you want to use, whatever you need, because they have no answer to this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.